Sometimes when it rains, it doesn't pour. Despite a dreary outlook, it appears New Jersey will likely be spared Sandy-level torment. Still, Governor Chris Christie took a break from his presidential campaign to oversee storm preparations in South Jersey this weekend. And as WHYY's Joe Hernandez reports, the weather is already starting to get worse down the shore.
The streets started to flood in Sea Isle City this morning. Under gray skies, cars lined up with their flashers on to exit the island. Trees bent to one side under gusty winds. Inside Sea Isle's firehouse, Governor Christie delivered a mixed message. He said we're in for more rain and flooding, but it could have been much worse had Hurricane Joaquin not changed course, moving out into the Atlantic Ocean. He sounded relieved when he evoked the destruction caused by Superstorm Sandy, which devastated the shore 3 years ago this month.
Because we know what happens when we don't get lucky. We've lived through that. None of us want to live through that again. So let's keep our fingers crossed, say our prayers where appropriate, and hopefully in the next 48 hours we'll be counting our blessings that we dodged a bullet on this one.
Christie also took the opportunity to chastise some residents who've opposed beachfront resiliency projects started after Sandy. He singled out Margate, a town just south of Atlantic City, which has fought back against the proposed construction of beachfront dunes.
And so I'll say again, quite candidly, to towns like Margate, you know, you are amongst the most selfish people in the state of New Jersey. And if this hurricane had come to shore, the damage that would have been done to lives and property in Margate, I hope it's worth the vanity act that you're all engaging in.
Residents in Atlantic, Cape May, Cumberland, and Salem counties can expect flooding. Other areas across South Jersey will experience heavy rainfall overnight and into tomorrow. Christie said residents should take precautions and make sure they plan for the worst, or at least how to make do if the power goes out. From the New Jersey desk, I'm Joe Hernandez, WHYY News.